Welcome to Fast Intelligent Care, the podcast for occupational therapists who want to make a real impact. Every Tuesday, we bring you fresh ideas, clear insights, and practical solutions in assistive technology. Let's make smarter, faster, and more effective care simple. Your journey starts now. Hi, welcome to an episode all about standing hoists, what they are, who they're for, and how they can make care safer, smarter, and more dignified. Standing hoists are essential tools that help people stand and transfer safely, supporting both the caregivers and the client. Today, we'll explore how standing hoists work, when to use them, and key safety tips for everyday care. In our previous episode, we went through our manual transfer aids, like our stand pivot transfer aids and sit to stand transfer aids. So the difference between our manual transfer aids and our standing hoist is that with our standing hoist, the hoist is going to be doing the heavy lifting. A standing hoist is a mechanical device that assists individuals in moving from a sitting to a standing position and back again. Unlike your full body or passive floor lifters or ceiling hoists, your standing hoists support those who can bear some weight and participate in the transfer process. The standing hoist helps maintain that level of independence while ensuring safety and reducing any strain on our caregivers. So the way a standing hoist will work is that it will have attachment points for a standing sling. These will be clipped on and be around the person's waist, and then it will pull them up into a stand. Now, something to take note of with your standing hoist, depending on which one you use, it might not facilitate that normal sit-to-stand movement where we want nose over toes. In some cases, the person actually needs to lean back and actually look up and engage their core. And this is a very important part of knowing when a transfer aid is suitable for a client, is looking at how much trunk control and core strength they have. You can also get standing hoists that can allow a client to weight bear in a squatted position. So they don't have to necessarily go into a full stand where their knees are extended. So if you did have a client with tight hamstrings or contractures or fixtures in their knee and they didn't have that full range of mobility, they could potentially be supported in this kind of squatted, seated weight-bearing position. So it's a really good option for someone that wants to and can weight bear, but they just can't do a full stand. So it might even be that they just need that little bit of extra support with leg supports instead of just having the sling around the waist. So who benefits from standing hoists? Standing hoists are suitable for people who have weight-bearing ability and moderate to good trunk control and the cognitive ability to cooperate and follow instructions during transfers. They are ideal for older adults with reduced mobility, clients recovering from surgery, or individuals with neurological conditions such as Parkinson's or multiple sclerosis who still retain partial mobility. And if a person cannot weight bear any weight or lacks upper body control, a passive hoist may be a better option. So how you would know that you're going to be moving from a standing hoist to a full body or passive hoist is when you find that the person can't weight bear. Or it could be a case where the person can't follow those instructions. So an example of this is a lady who was part of a standing hoist trial. She had the weight bearing capability, but once the hoist started lifting her up, she actually dropped onto her knees and she was actually supporting her weight on the knee pads instead of weight bearing on her feet. And this was a good indication to the occupational therapist and the product consultants that this wasn't a suitable hoist for her. Or it might be a case where the client can't hold onto the handlebars and they're not engaging their core. You'll also see the standing hoist isn't suitable for a client when the sling starts riding up underneath their armpits and they kind of go into that kind of chicken wing posture and kind of slip through the standing sling. So how do standing hoists work? The standing hoist typically includes a sling or a support belt, and there's a knee pad for stabilization. So important, this knee pad a lot of times can be height adjustable and it needs to be just underneath the patella or kneecap. There's also handles for the user to hold onto. There's also a foot platform as well as casters with brakes, which allows you to hold the hoist still while you're applying a sling. During a transfer, the client will put their feet on top of the platform and they'll place their knees against the knee pad. In some cases, you will have
kind of belt buckles that will go around the calves and even hold the person more security. This will prevent someone from accidentally stepping off or just make them feel their legs are held a bit more securely. The sling will then support them around the lower back and slightly underneath the armpits, but it shouldn't be completely underneath the armpits. It needs to be a bit lower, so kind of a high waist position. But it all depends on the design. You might find that slings from different manufacturers will look different. The sling will either be fitted with a belt buckle or could even be Velcro straps, and then the loops will be attached to the hoist. You can have what we call a cow horn attachment, and this is where the sling attachment looks like a cow horn and can be adjusted in angle to either be turned more down or upwards depending on your client's height. So your shorter individuals, you might want to have that turned more down. It will be easier for someone to reach the handles and could be also a good option for someone who can't lift up their arm past their shoulder height. So now that your loops are attached to your cow horn, you will then use the handset controller to start lifting the client into that stand. I always recommend that the person looks at the caregiver and engages their core. So by looking up, they're engaging their core. We're making sure that they're not slumping, because if they do slump and look down, that sling will start riding up underneath their underarms and they will start slipping through the sling, and it can be very uncomfortable. Once they're in that full stand, you can move the hoist at a short distance or even pivot it to another transfer surface, and they can then be lowered back down into the seat. Again, we might have the person slightly leaning back into the sling and engaging their core and looking up at the caregiver as they sit back down. Important at all times, this client is still weight bearing. If you looked at our previous episodes, you would have heard of the functional independence measure or FIM score. Now, your standing hoist does cover quite a range of FIM scores, from your FIM score 4 to 2. Which means it's good for those clients that need support with weight bearing, but also good for those clients that aren't just ready yet for that full passive hoist, where they're not really part of the transfer. It doesn't feel as dignified. They're not able to weight bear with your full passive hoist. So this is a good in-between before they're at that FIM score 1, where they're quite floppy, they can't really assist at all. So covers quite a good range. But important to note, if you're using just the standing sling, it's a FIM score 4 and 3. If you use a sling with leg supports, which we tend to call a transport sling, this is going to be a lot more supportive and can cover your FIM scores 2, which is someone that needs maximal assistance, but still not someone that's completely dependent on their caregivers for transfers. What's good about this transfer aid is that you could have a client that, beginning of the day, they have a lot of energy. They are able to do a full stand, but as the day progresses, they get more tired and they need more support. And then they do have that transport sling with the leg supports and still be able to use the same transfer aid. So it's a good option for someone with that kind of fluctuating FIM score or fluctuating functional capacity. Whenever your client does go down to that FIM score 1, where they're not really able to assist, or we would say 25% or less effort that they can put into the transfer, we have to move over to the passive hoist, or if they can't safely weight bear. You'll find that the transport sling is also a good option to do that, just seated to seated transfer. So transferring from chair onto a toilet, because they don't have to go into that full stand. Now we'll look at some safety tips and common mistakes with standing hoists. So safety is crucial when using a standing hoist. So here are some important tips. Ensure the client has enough weight bearing ability. Standing hoists are not suitable for someone who cannot stand at all. Always check with your standing hoist that your brakes are off before you actually do the lift. So it's a bit different to our manual transfer aids, where we want to have the brakes on. We actually want to have the brakes off because the hoist needs to find a new center of gravity with the person's weight being added to the hoist. However, the surface that you're transferring from, like your bed or your wheelchair or recliner chair or mobile chair, needs to have the brakes on. Make sure that the transfer belt or standing or transport sling is fitted securely around the person's waist. In some cases, it might be good for the person to just breathe in a little bit before fully tightening the sling, just to make sure that it's fitting securely and that it's tight enough to support the person. Fourth point, make sure that the client's feet are properly positioned on the footplate and their knees are aligned. They have the knee pad below the patella or below the kneecaps, and it's not restricting that extension of the knees. And always remember to communicate clearly with the client about each step of the process, and this reduces anxiety and encourages their cooperation. We need to have the client know what's going to be happening and what is expected of them during this transfer. Because as we've said throughout this episode, this is not a passive transfer. This is an active transfer where our client does need to participate and they do need to be able to follow instructions. What's great about our standing hoist is they empower our clients. Standing hoists support the client to remain an active participant in their own care and transfers, and they can assist with standing and transferring, which then promotes their independence, it maintains muscle strength, and reduces the physical demands on the caregiver. This is also a good way for our clients to maintain that weight-bearing ability, which is good to have that stretch through their feet, especially because someone that tends to be bedbound do tend to get contractions in their feet in that kind of plantar flexed position. So we want to get that weight-bearing stretch. Clients also experience improved dignity and engagement, and the caregivers also benefit from having safer, more efficient transfer processes. I hope what you take away from this episode is that standing hoists are a vital part of enabling safe and respectful care. If you're considering standing hoists for your clients or for care environments, it's important that you seek advice to choose the right type for the individual's needs. And remember, prioritize training for caregivers to ensure that it's properly used. I'd love to hear from you in the comments. Have you ever had a chance to trial a standing hoist, or have any clients that you can think of that will benefit from this type of transfer aid? Stay tuned for our next episode on special considerations for slings. Thanks for joining us on Fast Intelligent Care. We hope you're leaving with fresh insights and tools to make a real impact as an occupational therapist. If you've got questions or topics you'd like us to cover, we'd love to hear from you. Don't forget to subscribe and join us every Tuesday for more ideas and strategies to deliver smarter, faster, and better care. Until next time, keep making a difference.